first impression, first day in pads. Really, probably similar to past years. I thought the energy was good. The structure of the practice was solid. But it's pads. I mean, we're not totally coordinated, and that's why you spend so much time in the off season, the first two practices and shells, just working on footwork. So I mean, we got a lot of work to do, and we're installing. Today we had third down. I thought the pressure periods were very challenging on both sides. So there'll be good quality film to learn from this. But I mean, it's really still the first day of pads. So I'm not ready to play a game. That's for sure.
How's TJ coming along?
TJ Lang? Good. I mean, we're just, as far as the TJ and Josh and some of those guys, we want to make sure we're, getting more reps and with other individuals. But, yeah, TJ's, I'm not worried about TJ.
I guess what are your, now that you had a few days here, what are your impressions of your tight end group? There's a whole bunch of young guys probably all kind of scrapping for playing time and roles and
I mean, we're really getting started. Today's practice with the pads and tight end position is really challenging from a responsibility standpoint. They obviously have the on-the-line characteristics. They have fullback responsibilities more so, than we've probably done in the past. And, wide receiver displacement responsibilities. So just really the half-line work will be very important for that group. And, I think they're off the ground. I'm not ready to give an evaluation.
Mike, what's your number one concern as a coach going into training?
Concern? I really don't have any concerns. This is the time to grow. I mean, it's we hit our targets in the offseason. We're able to come back and get going. Frankly, your first two practices, you kind of have to flush out that OTA mindset because it's a different training environment. It's the environment that gets you ready to play football. So it's just really my focus is always about getting better each and every day, making sure the expectations of everything that the players, coaches, everybody is asked to do is very clear. That's my job. I mean, to try to stay on top of that and to make sure the direction's always moving forward. But I don't have any concerns. I'm excited about the progress we're going to make as a team and the way we're going to galvanize and get better as camp goes on, and more importantly, just to see who steps up. I mean, who's gonna be on the 53, and who's gonna be on the practice squad. So that's really what I'm thinking about.
What do you have scheduled for the guys on that mandated day off tomorrow?
I mean, what do I have scheduled?
No, what are you gonna have the guys do tomorrow with that day off?
It's a mandated day off, right? I mean, you answered the question. I can't. It's mandated day off. I may not understand the question.
Are you going to be here, go through corrections, do anything?
It's your day off. Yeah. They're off. They're like gone. It's their time. So, yeah.
Mike Jonathan Franklin was here today. I'm not sure if we had a chance to visit him with him, but is he also going to be in any official capacity with you guys?
It's great to have Jonathan back. I hope so, and that's probably something for a later date. So,
but not.
I don't have anything for you right
not
now.
Not in a playing role, though. Just it's,
correct. Well, you want every man that walks through the door to be confident, and the Devontae, I mean, and he has every reason to be confident. What he brings to the table. That's a big part of his game, his ability to, close and extend on the football, and he has that, that excellent first step. So, that's a big part of him having the success that he had at Fresno, and I think he's off to a solid start. And like all the rookies, the tempo was different today, and they have a chance to feel that, and not totally be up to speed, and they'll be better, come Wednesday. So, but Devontae has every reason to be confident. He's a very talented young man.
Mike, going back to Franklin for a second, why would you like to have to find something for him to do? I mean, you can see on the sideline when Cobb and Lacey came. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is really a well-liked guy, regardless of how things have played out. Why would you like to find some sort of role?
Well, I mean, you like all your guys that to have to be involved. Jonathan is. he's a class act. I mean, he's as fine as a young man that's ever walked through these doors in my time here. So, I mean, it's great to have him back.
What kind of impression does Julius stand on the D-line?
Well, I mean, Julius is really a great fit for that, you know, the whole front group. So it's not just the D-line, the linebackers, the inside linebackers, the outside linebackers, and we refer to a couple of the guys as elephants. They all are coached together. They're all in the same room. So Julius brings a tremendous amount of experience. I know he's been very helpful to the young linemen. Offense and defense, you know, just as far as different things. And, you know, I know David Bakhtiari's, you know, been involved in a conversation about things that, you know, once you get into game plan type situations and how you play each other. Obviously, their experience of playing against each other last year. So, great athlete, great football player. But it's good to have that veteran presence to share that experience.
You noticed some scrappiness of Dayton Jones trying to get into it.
It's football. I mean, that's all it really is. I mean, that's part of the game.
Mike, watching the no huddle today, are you seeing that connection between Rodgers and Boykin kind of continuing to develop the chemistry?
I would think it's there. I mean, I think, you know, Boykin had a tremendous year last year for what he was asked to do and the opportunities that he was given and how he performed. You know, I think that connection's. I know Aaron feels very good about him.
You said the other day that Perry and Neal were getting closer. Are they kind of moving along?
Haven't had any indication. As far as before practice, and we have, I'll know more at 4:30. That's kind of our daily medical meeting. So I'll have more information then.
Mike Daniels is kind of emerging as one of your leaders. I know Jason gives you the clips every morning. The things that he said.
But I don't read them, Jason. Yeah, of course.
He said yesterday, Mike Tyson said, everyone has a plan to get punched in the mouth, and I plan on punching people in the mouth tomorrow. And do you like that? I mean, do you like a guy that's got some intensity and some fire, or is that kind of stuff maybe?
I like everything about Mike Daniels. I like the way he goes about his business. I like his personality. I like the way he expresses himself. I don't like reading the paper. I don't think that's not necessary. I mean, but that's the way it is. The access and so forth. So when it happens. But he has a great approach and is definitely, trying to take that next step. And that's what you want.
But based on when you played Peppers last year, a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Having him at linebacker and you see him dropping in the coverage, how much of a problem do you think that presents to an offense? Did it at any point? I don't drop maybe a little bit in Chicago.
Well, their fire zone schemes, he had the same responsibilities as a defensive end. I mean, it's something that's been part of their system for, the whole time he's been down there. So, he's very athletic. I mean, I'm not surprised, but the way he's played in spaces has been impressive. And, for any quarterback that has the outbreaking throw or you throw the hook and you get a flat defender, what a man of his range, now that's a different throw. It's the slant or the quick slant and so forth. But, he's here to go towards a quarterback. And so we all understand that. But when he does drop, he is he definitely has, great ability and range and just, you look at his ball skills. I mean, we do a lot of ball skills with the whole team by design. I want everybody to handle the football. And he handles the football like an offensive player.
Two more, please.
Mike, the team announced that performance nutrition position yesterday. I guess I'm wondering overall what led you to want to add that kind of position, what kind of impact to it?
I mean, it's really an ongoing focus to continue to try to grow and get better. We have new facilities, and this is something that was, part of that plan to grow. And there's an office there for an RD, and just the coordination between, the cafeteria, the nutrition, and the weight room and training room. So excited to have Adam aboard. He's already made an impact with our team, and he's doing a lot of things behind the scenes that, as an individual, gives you an opportunity to get better. So and that's what it's all about.
Are there some similarities just in role on the team between Charles Woodson when he came in and Julius Peppers now, just as veterans coming in that are kind of known as quieter guys?
I'm not sure what you're asking me.
Just in terms of guys that come in and maybe don't have the reputation of being, you know, rah-rah leaders but are immediately looked to, you know, by the team?
Well, I think at the end of the day, in an NFL locker room, what you do on the field is what really speaks volumes, and that's really what everybody wants. I mean, it's great to have the vocal leader and so forth, but the performance is the key. So when you have someone that performs like Charles Woodson performs, you know, that carries immediate respect and credibility, and that's the same thing with Julius.
Wes, last one.
I just was asking with Adam just to follow up. How long has he been with you? Has that been since the beginning of training camp?
No, he just this week.